This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're like officially back now. Yesterday was like the first test show, like warm-up show. We got that going for us. Hannah's got some good news to kick off the show. What do we got going on, Hannah?
So many teachers love their job, but just wait until you hear how much a teacher in Nashville loves her job. Enough to break a world record. I'll give you the full story next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So we love our teachers here on the Brett Megas Show, and I wanted to shout out Miss Glenda Aiken, as she is now the world record holder for being a teacher for the longest amount of time. Miss Aiken began teaching social studies for high school in 1963 when dinosaurs roamed, and now she just recently retired. So that is well over 60 years of teaching.
Whoa.
That Miss Aiken has done all in the same school, all the same subject.
Wow.
And now she has the world record for it.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. Kevin, your whole family are educators.
Yes. You know, and so somebody only lasted 3 years in the classroom to think that you can go that long tells me you not only love your job, you're great at it.
We appreciate you teachers molding and shaping our future. So thank you so much. And thank you, Miss Jenkins. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Aikens.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Megas Show. This is the classic question you have to ask at this time of the year. When do you stop saying Happy New Year? Like, we're approaching a week now at this point.
Yeah.
When do you drop the Happy New Year, Anna?
I think you should stop saying it at the end of this work week. So this Friday, I think, is the last day that you should say it.
Kevin.
See, I kind of feel like you can do it if you haven't seen people until like the next holiday. Like when it
the next holiday?
Well, and Easter? I mean
that, no.
Valentine's Day?
No, Dr. King
MLK Day.
Day?
I was
MLK Day.
Which one are you celebrating?
I mean, that's the next holiday in January. You know, you're still seeing, I'm saying, if people you haven't seen, you have up until then. If I've already seen you, then it's too bad.
You're done. MLK Day is just a weird cutoff. I think up until the end of January.
Up until the end of January?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm already done with it. The first 3 days. I said Happy New Year to like a couple of people at the office to be like socially like less awkward.
That's why you get weird looks around here.
But like if they didn't say Happy New Year to me, I wouldn't have said Happy New Year to them. Like I returned the Happy New Year.
You returned it.
But I didn't say it to anyone when I saw them. I just said, what's up? Because we're like, we're into the year. We're working. Life is happening, people. If you're still celebrating New Year's February 1st like AB over here, a lot has gone wrong in my opinion.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
This is how we go through like news stories. We understand that most of us just look at the internet, scroll through headlines, and then feel like we got it. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to read off a headline, and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more over the next 2 minutes. Today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day, and do you know why it's on the 6th?
Okay, I think I know why. This morning on the news, they were doing a whole thing over about how if you have a real Christmas tree, today is the day where it becomes like hazardous.
So it does. That is kind of true that it does become hazardous. And so one of the reasons is that, but it's even like for like everyday purposes, like real or fake, it's because it's the 12 days after Christmas.
That's right. And isn't today also the Feast of the Epiphany, the day the wise men came?
It is January 6th. Look at that, Kevin. Yes. So yeah, it's 12 days after Christmas. I didn't realize the religious undertone of the 12 days of Christmas actually has. Little backstory of the 12 days of Christmas. It was a way for Christianity to be outspokenly Christmassy and really religious in a secretive way, like a partridge in a pear tree was the coming of Jesus. But that's how they disguised it. So when you hear that, they're all kind of this religious tone to it, but it's in a disguised way. And so it's 12 days after Christmas, the three wise men came.
Interesting.
And that's why they take down the Christmas tree. Maybe you guys like that history lesson.
Mind is blown.
Yeah. MTV shut down. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, MTV shut down all their global music channels. So all those music videos that were killing the radio star, they're all gone. Now, they still have ridiculousness and things like that, but people say it's basically going to be an end. Like MTV, as we know it, will eventually completely shut down.
Oh, man.
But we still get a little bit of ridiculous, but no more music videos.
I loved MTV.
Yeah. TRL, man, back in the day.
Yeah.
They did this like dramatic like shutdown this past weekend. It was interesting.
Teen Mom.
We made it past the riskiest day of the year for relationships.
What was it?
January 5th, and I can't tell you why now because I'm out of time.
Oh!
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Dawn, how goes it?
It's going good.
Dawn, are you ready to take on Hannah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, she sounds motivated.
Yeah, Hannah, are you motivated?
I am motivated.
Wow.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Things have changed in 2026. Look at this.
New year, new me. Yep.
All right, Hannah, leave the room. We're going to ask a motivated Dawn 5 pop culture questions, and we'll see who gets more right. All right, Dawn?
All right.
Same questions, so that's why we make Hannah leave. Here we go. How many seasons of Stranger Things are there? We just wrapped up this epic Stranger Things finale. How many seasons were there?
I want to say 6.
Maybe you shouldn't.
I almost want to give you a... Like, they broke it off in 2 parts.
True.
So.
I don't know about that. That's reaching. Yeah. There was 5.
All right. No, they don't like you, Dawn. I was going to give it to you. 5 had part wow. 2 parts.
That's a really big reach.
Vecna yeah. Right. Has returned already.
In Stranger Things, the dark, like, parallel universe is called the what?
I wish my daughter was with me today.
Me too. Yeah. Don't know it? That's okay. I don't think Hannah knows a lot about Stranger Things either.
Honestly, I don't know. I've never watched it.
That's no!
Do you want to phone a friend?
Yes.
Kevin or AB?
AB.
The Upside Down.
Yes, yeah. That's correct. You're in good hands because they both watch it.
Yeah.
They, if it's a TV show, Kevin and AB watch
it.
All right. Chris Hemsworth will return in Avengers Doomsday as what superhero? Bunch of returning superheroes in the trailer just came out. Who's Chris Hemsworth play?
4.
Boom. There we go. What football player was seen connected to influencer in Dancing with the Stars contestant Alex Earl?
Emmett Smith?
No. Is Emmett still married?
He was on Dancing with the Stars, so maybe
Dancing
that's
with
it.
The Stars.
Yes.
No, Alex Earl is the Dancing with the Stars contestant. It was Tom Brady, actually. This just became Disney's highest grossing animated film of all time.
Oh, wow.
Movie that recently came out became Disney's highest grossing animated film of all time. What Disney movie just recently came out?
You know what?
What?
I have no idea.
Respect. I like the honesty. All right. We still got 2 out of 5. We'll see how Hannah does. We're going to bring her back in. Okay, Dawn?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room and motivated. Dawn was playing against Hannah. Dawn, tell her how many points you got during Hannah's homeschool.
I only got 2.
They're tricky.
Okay.
Let's see. Hannah stands outside the room. We asked Dawn the same questions we asked Hannah. Hannah's got to get at least a 2 out of 5 correct all pop culture questions. Let's see. How many seasons of Stranger Things are there?
Ooh.
We just had the epic finale. How many seasons are there?
5.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
In fact, I've never seen it.
Yeah, she hasn't seen it. In Stranger Things.
Oh, perfect.
What is the dark parallel universe called?
Okay, I think the real world they live in is Hawkins.
Yep, that's not the question. Right. But that was little bonus points there.
Vecna.
No, they go to Vecna?
That's the evil entity.
She looks so confident about
she's
it.
Like, oh, yeah. Man,
those are the two things, and 11. Those are the three things I know about Stranger Things.
It's the Upside Down.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay.
All right, Chris Hemsworth will return in Avengers Doomsday. A lot of returning superheroes. Trailer just came out.
Boy.
What superheroes Chris Hemsworth play?
Captain America?
No.
No, that's Chris Evans.
Oh!
Also coming back, though.
Yes.
Okay, well, half point.
No.
No.
Thor. Also a superhero.
Yeah,
okay. Right, yeah. I was like, oh, I've never heard of him. What football player was seen connected to influencer in Dancing with the Stars contestant Alex Earl? It is Tom Brady. And this just became Disney's highest grossing animated film of all time.
Passing Frozen 2.
Yep, now it is the more money was made on this movie than any other Disney movie animation of all time.
Moana?
No. Zootopia 2.
Really?
Yeah, it is the biggest animated film from Disney ever.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't even know anything about that movie.
But you got 2 out of 5.
Well, see, Dawn,
yeah. A tie gets hand on the wind, Dawn, but hey, I would feel good about a tie. 2 out of 5, Dawn.
This is Dawn, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
This is it, the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Most Americans did this fewer than 4 times last year.
I think Americans did not decorate for the holidays.
Any holiday coming up?
Yes.
4 times or fewer? Fair. All right.
I think most Americans didn't go home. You know, like they usually go home for the holidays or they go home to...
Four times a year, the average person sees like family,
yeah,
goes
right.
and visits. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think most Americans peed their pants fewer than 4 times this year.
Probably is correct, but that's not the answer I'm looking for.
I was not one of them. I probably peed my pants more than 4 times.
4 times?
Wow. What? Yeah. What is happening? If I laugh too hard...
I feel like that's a problem.
I'm running to the bathroom.
I feel like if there's a doctor listening, someone could help.
Yeah.
It's my whole family's issue.
You haven't even had kids.
Yeah.
This is a whole different issue.
Exactly. And hey, what about this show? I love how the family comes first, and that's great, but don't we help?
It's probably because I said so many funny
things. I've never had to run to the bathroom in the middle of this show.
Oh,
but
man. Well, we're gonna
maybe
make that...
today's the day.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, I will say this. That is not the correct answer, but we are looking. But I know for a fact that you've done this more than 4 times.
Huh.
Most Americans have done this fewer than 4 times. I know for a fact that AB has done it more than 4 times. What do you think the answer is? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342 to text in or call us if you're a doctor to help AB.
Yeah.
Either one.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day answer. Most Americans did this fewer than 4 times last year. What do we do less than 4 times? AB's answer was extremely strange. Your answer was what?
I think peeing your pants.
And I did.
People do that fewer than 4 times
yes,
a year.
That is probably correct. You said you did this.
I did this way more than 4 times this year.
Yes. Peeing your pants and this. The answer is not peeing your pants. Most Americans do pee their pants probably fewer than 4 times a year. But they also do this less than 4 times a year. What is it?
Teacher Katie says flown out of town. Aaron just says traveled out of town. So you could speculate on that one.
Because AB does travel up.
Mm-hmm. Gone to see a show. Teacher Suzanne says watch TV in the car. Megan says reading a book.
Man, they really know you. These are things. AB watches TV in a car, likes to read,
yeah,
travel.
This is a little concerning.
Teacher Aaron says attended church. So that's very AB
core. This is literally just like put your whole life out there.
Playing Pokemon Go.
That one
I never got into. But
she does.
She's a Sims girl. Sims.
Yeah.
And Sims like cell phone girl. Games.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did get it correct because they know AB. Do you know who got it correct? How well do you know yourself?
Is it go to church?
No. Most Americans do this fewer than 4 times a year. It is read a book.
Oh.
AB, how many books did you read this year?
I met my reading goal of reading 30 books.
Oh, wow.
Average person read less than 4 books. Almost 20% of people read less than 1 book. But even Hannah read a book
this year. I read three books.
Look at that.
Man. Look at her.
Wow.
Man, you're still less than four. Like, you were part of the statistic.
Almost.
I think three is pretty good. How many books, Kevin?
I didn't read any books.
All right. Yeah. Ever since Christmas, there's something I've been regretting that I told my wife right before Christmas. It's the Brett Magus Show. We are 60 minutes commercial free. We had my brother-in-law and sister-in-law come into town, and they're having a baby in a couple of months, and we didn't know if they were going to come because, you know, pregnancy can be a lot, and they would be traveling to come and visit our kids and be with us for the holidays and things like that. So it was kind of up in the air, and they decided to come. And I think my wife and I were both surprised, like, wow, you know, Uncle Jordan and Aunt Julia are coming. And I let my ego get in the way, I think. You ever, like, be around somebody who, when something happens in, like, a TV show or a movie, and they say, like, I was going to say that, but then they never spoke it out loud, and you're like, sure you were. Mm-hmm. So I did one of those moments with my wife. I told her that, like, hey, I think one of the reasons they're coming is they're going to ask you to be their godmother. And that's, like, a really big deal for my wife. Ooh. She would really want that. And I spoke it into, like, existence and said it, but then I didn't want to, like, get her hopes up. And then at one point during Christmas, my wife's like, no way. Do you really think so? And I could tell, like, she got, like, excited.
Uh-oh.
And I even said, like, don't get too excited about it. But I kind of, like, said, should I have said anything or should I just let it happen? And I didn't want to be like, when it happened, be like, I knew they were going to do that. Yeah. Told you. And so at one point they're like, hey, do you think we should open up presents? And my wife had, like, this little tongue, because I know her, like, oh, yeah, do you think so? And he's like, yeah, we got to run and get something out of the car. And I think she thought something was going to happen because they put it in her head. And they came back and they just had a bunch of presents for our kids. We have three kids, and they had luggage to carry in and stuff like that. And so they had left the presents in the car until it was time to open them. Ran out, got the presents. We opened up presents, and there was no big godmother ask this entire time. And my wife never, like, my wife didn't complain about it or say anything. And we really never really spoke about it. But part of me was like, damn it, why did I even say it? Because I didn't want to be that guy if they did ask and be like, I knew it. But then, like, why do I care if I if I got the credit for calling it out?
I think you're just excited for her in advance. But I don't think you're wrong in saying that.
No, I
don't blame you.
Thank you. Because I did feel
too.
I felt bad. Like, oh, man, I probably put it in her head and started thinking. Now she's kind of like, are they going to ask me? What are they? And I sort of just let it all play out. If they asked, they asked. They didn't. But I did kind of, like, go, what? Why did I have to, like, call it out?
You should have been like, before you go, you want to say to my wife?
you want to ask her?
They'd probably be so confused. Like, Merry Christmas?
I should have, like, dropped it, like, you know, like, Inception style. Like, and I just wanted to say, like, as I give this Christmas toast, my wife would make an amazing godmother. Right. What a great god.
I've always wanted that for her. I just thought I'd put it out there.
Yeah. But it was definitely, like, one of those moments where it's like, I didn't need to put it out there and then get it in her head and then mess with because it didn't happen, but if they're listening, she would make a great godmother. Speaking of interesting gifts around the holidays, AB's grandma left some really interesting gifts underneath the Christmas tree. Find out what it was next. There's always one gift giver during the holidays where you look at them and you're like, did you think about this gift before you got it? What was what was going through your mind when you purchased this, probably on Amazon? What was going through your mind when you decided to buy this as a gift? It is the Brett Magus Show, and we are 60 minutes commercial free. AB, Grandma added some interesting gifts underneath the Christmas tree.
Yeah, so I walked into my grandparents' house on Christmas, and all of the grandkids, there's like 10, 12 of us, I don't know, we're all older. The youngest grandkid is 18. And we look under their Christmas tree, and it's a bunch of children's toys.
All right!
Kevin! Kevin is an adult would love this.
That's how you do it, Grandma.
And they're all unwrapped. She didn't wrap any of them.
Oh, wow.
And so I go, Grandma, who are these toys for? And she so seriously goes, well, they're for your kids because I'll probably be dead by the time you have them. And
I love this.
We have not a single child running around in that house, but they are for my kids.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Not
That's great.
Married, not dating,
nope.
Not, like, tied down, anything. Your sister is in a serious relationship, so like, but like, the other sister's in college.
There's one grandkid who got married literally a month ago. Yeah. Like, that's the closest that we have in my family.
Your grandmother is thinking ahead, and she's thinking smart. Toys are ridiculously overpriced. And years from now, when you actually have children, you're going to be like, I can't afford this toy. Thank God,
how about
grandma.
The delivery of it, though?
Oh, hardcore. Like, yeah.
I know. She basically was
soon.
Like, give me grandkids now.
That's how Kevin feels.
Yeah.
Kevin wants grandkids so bad. His kids are, he has a teenager in the house and he still thinks about grandkids.
Exactly. You know, or just, I mean, it's gotten so bad. Okay. We've got two neighbor boys and they're adorable. They're 4 and 2. And like,
I know this story.
I've had the police called on me. No, I have not.
Oh my God.
No, but Kevin wants to play with them all the time. Like,
yeah,
he'd hang out with them.
They're adorable. They're adorable. You know, and I'll see their mom and their dad, and I'll be like, "How the boys doing?"
My kids, you know? I have similar ages, and my kids are obsessed with Kevin. They love Kevin. Yeah. They think he's the funniest guy in the world. They're constantly asking about Kevin. They're always saying he's doing silly things.
That's why I need little kids, okay? Kids and me.
Kevin, you are a little kid.
Yeah. You do get to a certain point where you're like Kevin, or you just want grandkids so bad that you start like putting it into existence. Yeah. I just think it's hilarious that AB's grandma, who's got kids that are not even close, are like,
no.
Just like, let's get it going.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, before my brother and I had kids, would buy like these teddy bears, like, in anticipation that one day we'd have kids. Like, we had all these teddy bears. I'm like, stop buying all these teddy bears. Stop. What is wrong with this? So I do think grandparents do this. It is the strangest, weirdest thing. But everyone's Kevin.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Ashley Tisdale has spilled the absolute tea about a toxic mom group she used to belong to in her little, like, Hollywood circle. Other moms that were included in this little posse include Hillary Duff, Meghan Trainor, and Mandy Moore. So people we all know and supposedly love. But Ashley basically said it felt like she was just back in high school again. She'd be randomly left out of group meetups. She'd do like the classic thing where she'd be at home, open up her phone, pop up Instagram, and then randomly see selfies of all of them together and be like, what am I doing wrong? Like, why am I not enough? And if you know, you know, that's like a really, really bad feeling to
this
have.
This is one of the most relatable things. Celebrities, they're just like us. Like, even in mom groups, it's crazy to think like the mom group would include like Hillary Duff, Mandy Moore, Meghan Trainor. But like every mom kind of goes through this with these like friends, play groups. And if they exclude everyone, if they just go off in pairs, like, why did those two just do that today for an activity or fun? So relatable.
Yeah, she also did the classic thing of trying to reach out to the group at one point and asking, like, did I do anything wrong? And, of course, like it always does, that didn't go over well. But then I, like, you know, Ashley really seems to understand that, like, okay, maybe this group isn't for me. She did say, I've never considered the moms to be bad people, maybe one. But I do think our group dynamic stopped being healthy and positive for me anyway. And so she hasn't revealed who that one person is. But honestly, it kind of makes me side-eye all of those girls that she listed. So
I do think, like, the clickiness is real. I do think, like, the playgroup stuff is real. Like, it's interesting because, like, I live this. My son is, like, 5. They're going to be 5 soon. I have a 2-year-old and a 7-month-old. So I'm in the middle of, like, playgroups and hangouts and all that kind of stuff. And I will say this, from a guy's perspective, it's always a little bit different. I always feel like when you're not excluded into something, I just feel like someone was busy, things got messed up.
Right.
I do think that's us being naive.
As a woman, it's not always that.
Yeah, I do think like you're purposely taken off. But like I have one of my best friends has 3 kids too. We'll go months without catching up or talking. We never like take it personal. I think for the moms, it's always does seem kind of personal. Whether it's your kids that are not getting along, could be the kids. It just doesn't play well, doesn't mesh well, or the parents don't get along. But something weird is going on, and it does suck. Yeah. It really does. It is draining as a parent. So
yeah,
it
I feel
sense.
Like when it comes to like motherhood in these mom groups, that's supposed to be the most like welcoming and nurturing and safe space because you need to rely on one another. So when you're left out of that, of course it would leave her with anxiety and feeling bad.
I just think when you mix like 4 or 5 kids together, 4 or 5 moms together, it's always it always is a lot. Yeah, it's so interesting that celebrities go through the same stuff.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby, it's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
that time of the year where new year, new me is a very popular saying, a lot of New Year's resolutions. One of the things that people have really picked up the momentum and people love doing is creating vision boards.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they're more popular than New Year's resolutions nowadays because it doesn't feel like this is the only goal and I can fail. It's almost a vision of what you're trying to put out there into the universe for the new year, like 2026. And so a lot of people do them and there's no like real rules to them. You create your vision board. I want to create your vision board. But what I love about these vision board fads or, you know, the hype that's being created about them is a lot of them do them as like parties, like get-togethers. Mm-hmm. And you were part of one, huh?
Hey, yes. So me and a group of friends got together and had a vision board night. So we all brought our iPads and our laptops over and we all sat in a circle and went on Canva and put together our vision boards. And then
stop right there. I think that is super interesting that you guys did it with an iPad and Canva.
Yeah, because last year I bought a book and was like cutting things out of a book and I framed it.
Modern. So like it's very Gen Z of Canva.
Yes. Yeah. That is funny.
One of the reasons I've never wanted to do a vision board is I just want to look through magazines and come
Me too. I thought I wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah. I was looking for.
I'm not crafty. I'm like, oh, this seems like so much work. And so that's so interesting that you did it with like the digital version of the vision board. It's super interesting. Okay.
I knew I would like, this is easier for me to access.
100%.
Too.
I do think things change. Like we used to use maps and now we use our phones, right? But it's so funny, the vision boards was like cutting things out of old school magazines. Now like newspaper magazines don't even exist and we just go through the
internet. Enter in Canva.
Yeah, hilarious.
But then we all turned around our laptops and we went around in a circle and shared what our visions were for the year. And it was just a great like personal growth thing for us individually and as our friendships.
This is something you've never done before, right?
No.
This first vision board?
I was kind of like anti-New Year's goals things. But I actually really enjoyed making this. So some of the things I put on mine, the first thing I put was declutter. I really want to declutter a lot of the things in my life this year. Not even just clothes, but old photos.
People.
Really just simplify things I have going on. The next thing I put was spontaneous, the word spontaneous. I really want to work on being more open to new ideas and new experiences. I'm a person who change is difficult for me, so I really want to work on welcoming change into my life.
Embracing it instead of being afraid of it.
Yes.
Being afraid of it is okay, but then not allowing that fear to stop you from taking chances.
Yes. Yeah. So the word I thought of was being spontaneous. And then the next word I put to kind of wrap up my vision board is being intentional. Mm. I want to be intentional with the people in my life. I want to make sure they serve a purpose and I serve a purpose for them. My time, relationships, all those things. Just being intentional.
Do you think you'll look back on it throughout the year? Or do you think it just helped you set your mindset going into the new year?
I hope I look back on
it. You do want to look back on it? I have a friend who teaches like these vision board classes like and does it with groups of people. And so many people feel like it puts you in the right mindset going into the new year and just refocuses on, like, it's almost like that stupid trend. Out and in and out. Like, just what do you want to put in your life and what you want to declutter from your life from Hannah's, like, vision board, changing your mindset going into a new year. So, myself, Kevin, and AB, we do not have magazines. Thank God that's when we're in a digital world. We're going to do our own vision boards live on the radio with you guys in 3 minutes. We're going to do a live vision board right here on the Brett Mega Show. I've actually never done a vision board before, but these are becoming more and more popular, sometimes even more and more popular than New Year's resolutions, because New Year's resolutions feel like this is my one goal. It feels like a win or loss, success or fail. And a vision board kind of sets your mindset, sets goals for yourself, but sets, like, I don't know, a different kind of expectation going into the new year than maybe a New Year's resolution is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And what I love about, you know, the vision boards is a lot of people do them as like groups of friends and family. They'll get together and create them with each other and share and hold each other accountable and, you know, and support each other. And Hannah just did that with her girlfriends. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it with you live on the radio. Myself, Kevin, and AB, we're not at that party. We did not create our own vision boards. We're going to do one right now. You know, a vision board sets words or expectations or phrases that you want to encompass in the new year. I'll go first. One of the first things that I want to do is content over perfection. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I constantly hate is you only get one first impression. I was just watching this reel the other day, and it was the creators of YouTube, and it was like the first like 6 months or year in their business. They're sitting in like this garage, like, no one's uploading videos to this website we created. How do we get more people to do it? And now it's like YouTube. Like, sometimes, like, whatever you start, just start it. And my wife and I actually kind of started taking this like lack of perfection into account into our marriage, even that like date nights don't have to look like they used to. It doesn't have to be like a fancy restaurant going out to drink. It's ordering Grubhub and sitting down and talking. That's what our date night is trying to not look for perfect opportunities for whether it's intimacy, dates, perfect opportunities for our lives to all fall into place. When you have three kids that are young, nothing's perfect. Just embrace the chaos, and nothing has to be perfect. Just embrace that messiness and still keep moving forward.
It's a good one.
And put in the center of my vision board, God. I know AB has a lot of religious strong beliefs and talks about it a lot. So I'll be quickly here. Is I feel like my relationship with God isn't like poor or anything like that. It's not like I have a bad relationship with God, but I just want to make sure that he's the center of my universe and then realize I'm not God. I'm constantly trying to control the things I can't control and just embracing that messiness and let know that God is the one really in control of my life in 2026.
Very good.
And this other one is going to seem very dramatic because it's me, but I wrote selfish. I think constantly, I could have written in a nicer way, personal care. Like, I constantly don't think I do things for myself, whether it's being fit, taking gym serious, eating right, vitamins, self-care, like skincare routine, anything, like anything personal, I'll push aside for my young kids or life. But I think it's okay to focus on yourself because the better version of yourself is going to be better for other people. So I wrote down the word selfish. Sometimes you got to be a little selfish. That's Kevin.
Well, mine, you know, kind of involves being present. I always kind of feel like I'm too much in the past and or I'm focusing on something that's not in the now. I really got into Instagram Reels, and I got to stop watching those.
Really? Like, this is like a confession.
Yeah. Like, man, I can't put the phone down. Man.
Really? Kevin, you got that little
Do you follow us on Instagram?
Oh, I'm on everybody. I'm on everybody.
Oh, he's stalking us all.
This is great.
Kevin, so I was who knew?
We got to put the phone down and be present. Be more present.
All the people that are addicted to social media on the show, we didn't think it was going to be Kevin.
No, Kevin's the closeted social media man.
But speaking of the word present, I'm stuck in the past with all my toys, with my side hustle, and I got to get on that side hustle more, and I got to start selling more just to declutter my life and to get rid of the past. You know, otherwise, I'm going to be like AB's grandma, and I'm going to be giving toys to, you know, 40-year-olds because I don't need that. And then the other one is more of a job. It's more of a job thing for me that I got to take action on, and that is really teaching my son to drive well.
Interesting.
You know,
okay.
I wasn't as worried for my daughter when she learned to drive. She's responsible. He's not. and I just really want to make sure that, you know, he's got the skill level and the ability to do that because he's going to be taking driver's ed in the next couple of months.
Well said. AB, what's your vision board?
Okay, my first thing is silence. I pray a lot, but I feel like lately I've been talking at God and not with God. So I just kind of pray and then it's over and I go on with my day. But I need to be able to sit in the silence long enough to hear what God has to say to me.
Well said.
And just like fully rewire my brain to be more comfortable with it because I'm always listening to something. My second one is I want to write more. Growing up, I loved writing. I was always writing like stories or poetry or journaling or something. And it's something I love and I'm good at. And I feel like I've lost that part of myself in the last couple years because everything has been so video focused with the show or just my life and everything that I almost forgot, oh, I actually really love to write too.
I think anyone who's ever picked up journaling, they've all loved it. So like just journaling and things like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to get back to that. And then I also, with video, I want to film my life more. And I don't really know exactly what that will look like. But even like I've done a bunch of day in the life videos and stuff like that. And I really love doing that. And I think it helps me with burnout because I don't want to always be making the same type of video. And I do have a YouTube channel and I want to post more consistently on there, too, because that's just something that I think is really fun. So those are my three.
Document your life for your grandkids or for your kids, you know, because your grandma wants
it.
I think if you haven't done one of those vision boards, like it might feel like a little bit of a pain because even when, you know, we had to do it, when you start thinking about it, you're like, you know, I'm glad I did that. Because then you go into the new year with the word that Hannah's talking about, with intention and with goals. And I think that's never a bad thing to still have goals to be set for yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.